Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 60. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of rain showers, lows level off around 33. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 50.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The man arrested after a shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday expected to make his first appearance in court today. One Secret Service agent was hit in the chest but was protected by his bulletproof vest. If you live in Dodge City, the city asking you to be water wise today to help protect the shared aquifer. The city says the current water tower levels are operating below 75% capacity due to increased demand for lawn and garden irrigation. The Kansas Supreme Court warning you about a new text message scam. Scammers sending texts claiming to be from the Supreme Court, and it says that you're in trouble over unpaid Kansas Turnpike tolls. If you get a message like this, don't click any links and delete it. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories, all caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn, and then hedges duck and cover. Then run it again. Steel. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. Donors of all blood types and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to book an appointment in the coming days or weeks ahead. In addition to the return of outdoor activities and warmer weather, spring vacations can interrupt blood donation patterns. When plans shift away from normal routines, even small disruptions can lead to a quick drop in available blood products. Spread kindness this spring. Book a time to give blood now by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800 Red Cross or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Those who come to give blood April 13th through the 30th, 2026, will receive a $15 e-gift card to a merchant of their choice. All who come to give May 1st through the 17th, 2026, will receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email thanks to their partners at Amazon. Upcoming blood donation opportunities include in Oberlin, May 13th, 2026, 12:15 to 6 p.m. at the Gateway. In Norton, May 20th, 2026, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Norton County 4-H Building. In Phillipsburg, May 12th, 2026, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H Building. In Plainville, May 4th, 2026, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Rooks County Health Center. And in Stockton, April 28th, 2026, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Stockton High School. In order to donate blood, simply download the American Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is 1-800-733-2767, or enable the blood donor skill on any Alexa Echo device to make an appointment or for more information. All blood types are needed to ensure a reliable supply for patients. A blood donor card or driver's license or two other forms of identification are required required at check-in. Individuals who are 17 years of age in most states, 16 with parental consent, where allowed in by state law, weigh at least 110 pounds and are in generally good health may be eligible to donate blood. High school students and other donors 18 years of age and younger also have to meet certain height and weight requirements. Blood and platelet donors can save time at their next donation by using RapidPass to complete their pre-donation reading and health history questionnaire online on the day of their donation before arriving at the blood drive. To get started, follow the instructions at redcrossblood.org/rapidpass or use the Blood Donor app. To amplify your impact, volunteer. Another way to support the life-saving mission of the Red Cross is to become a volunteer blood donor ambassador at Red Cross Blood Drives. Blood donor ambassadors help greet, check in, and thank blood donors to ensure they have a positive donation experience. Volunteers can also serve as transportation specialists, playing a vital role in ensuring life-saving blood products are delivered to nearby hospitals. For more information and to apply for either position, visit redcross.org/volunteer today. The Kansas Judicial Branch is raising awareness about a new text message scam that appears to be from the Kansas Supreme Court about a subpoena over unpaid tolls incurred with the Kansas Turnpike Authority. Anyone who receives the text message should ignore the requests to respond or visit links. Instead, the recipient should report it as junk and delete it. Any person can check whether they have a case pending before a Kansas court using the Kansas District Court Records Case Search. If a case exists on Case Search, it will also generally show whether there are any unpaid fines or fees. The Case Search site links to the Kansas Court's Central Payment Center, where payments can be made online. The judicial branch encourages the public to check the Spot the Scam webpage whenever they are contacted by someone who claims to be with a court. The page says to be alert for these signs that a contact they did not expect is a scam. The scammer initiates contact. Scammers will call, text, or email using phone numbers, email addresses, website links, and documents that look real but are fake. Scammers ask for personal information. Never give a social security number, bank account details, or credit card information to someone you don't contact on your own. Scammers demand payment. Scammers will pressure you to pay now using gift cards or apps like PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. They will tell you something bad will happen if you don't pay now. The page also gives guidance for reporting scams and a link to contact information for courts statewide. Governor Laura Kelly announced that more than $2.4 million in grants have been awarded to support survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, and stalking, including to programs in Ellis and Barton counties. The funds are provided through the Federal Services Training Officers and Prosecutors Violence Against Women Act Formula Grant Program, which supports community-based initiatives to prevent and respond to violence against women. Laura Kelly emphasized that access to resources is essential for survivors as they work to heal from domestic violence and sexual assault. She noted that the funding will help prevent these crimes and allow organizations to provide the support survivors need while pursuing justice and recovery. The program supports the development, training, and expansion of specialized units within law enforcement, prosecution, and the courts to effectively address these crimes. It also strengthens victim services and legal assistance programs while fostering and coordinated community response to domestic violence, intimate partner violence, sexual assault, and stalking. Funding is also provided through the Federal Sexual Assault Services Program. These grants support local programs in providing essential services to survivors of sexual assault, including crisis intervention, accompaniment through medical and criminal justice processes, advocacy, and the distribution of educational resources that promote healing and recovery. The grant funds are made available through the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. Ellis County was awarded over $110,000 in STOP and SASP grants to help offset essential programs for violence survivors. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call the County Hospital today at 877-3351 for all your healthcare needs.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. It looks like, according to reports, we could see a vote on the farm bill this week. But could year-round E15 be attached to that? Josh Rose, CEO of Kansas Corn, says a couple of steps have to take place. One, a waiver from the Rules Committee. Once they get that through with their passage of the hundreds of amendments they're going to look at, and a waiver from the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which has jurisdiction over E15.
Approximately 350 amendments filed, potential amendments to the Farm Bill, and I would assume most of them will be ruled not germane or won't get the clearance to go through. So that's step one, is to get that Rules Committee passage. Step two is, once the Farm Bill is being debated on the floor, to put that E15 amendment on there. I've seen the language on the proposed E15 amendment is out there, almost identical to the compromise proposal that ag and oil, most of the oil industry supported and whipped in late January. But kind of one more smaller wrinkle with some extra protections for very small refiners out there. This amendment, the language on it, the original co-sponsors were our own Derek Schmidt and Cherise Davids on there. And besides having the support of corn and ethanol industry, the American Petroleum Institute and large refiners such as Phillips 66 and medium-sized refiners such as Valero, other groups like that, are in full support of it. That is to say, there are some mid-sized refiners that are always a little hesitant to support anything that the larger refiners support.
Comments from Josh Rowe with Kansas Corn. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Kerr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. For this afternoon, still could have some lingering non-severe shower and storm activity, mainly from north-central into northeastern portions of Kansas in the wake of that departing low-pressure system. Otherwise, much of the remainder of the state looking to stay dry, and we'll see a bit more in the way of sunshine back across western as well as southern portions of the state for this afternoon. As we head into tonight, as an upper-level trough of low pressure looks to work in from the northwest, we do pick up a chance for some scattered shower and thundershower activity, mainly into northwestern Kansas. And into the day on Tuesday, still can't rule out some showers and storms, mainly from northern into eastern portions of the state, but not expecting any severe thunderstorm activity. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine, with high temperatures looking to climb up into the lower to middle 60s. And we'll have our winds breezy out of the north and northwest at 15 to 20. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, a chance for some hit-or-miss type showers and storms, otherwise a blend of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures working up into the lower to middle 60s, with breezy northwest winds around 10 to 20. for northeastern Kansas for this afternoon. Any hit or miss type showers and storms wrapping up early on, then becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures climbing up into the upper 60s to lower 70s. Winds turning to the southwest at 10 to 15. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Winds turning to the west, breezy, 15 to 25. For south central Kansas, becoming mostly sunny, we'll have high temperatures working up into the upper 60s to low 70s, winds out of the northwest at 10 to 15. And for southwest Kansas, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 70s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.